On one of our journeys, we left Judea and headed back to Galilee. This trip took us through Samaria. Jews did not associate with Samaritans. They were considered to be unclean.
We stopped in a little town called Sychar. Jesus was very weary and tired from the journey. He sent us out to get provisions. Now, what happened next would change the way we disciples would look at people that were different from us.
We left Jesus sitting at Jacob's well, and while we were gone, a Samaritan woman came to draw water. She had come at this time of day to avoid the judgment of the other women because of the lifestyle that she had chosen. Jesus asked her for a drink of water. This surprised her that a Jewish man would even speak to a Samaritan woman.
When we returned, we were shocked to see Jesus sitting by the well talking to this woman. But none of us asked him why he did it. And then we saw him offer her water. And he said, "Whoever drinks of this water that I give will never thirst again, but have everlasting life."
Like the woman at the well, I was taking for things that could not satisfy.
And then I heard my Savior speaking, "Draw from my well that never shall run dry.
Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
For fishers earthly things afford,
but some can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. So, my brother, if the things this world gave you leaves hungers that won't pass away, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give them will never thirst. Indeed, The water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life.
Journeys through the land, Jesus had made friends with a man named Lazarus, and his sisters Mary and Martha. They lived in Bethany. At the time, we were in Perea when a message came from the two sisters that said that Lazarus was gravely ill and would he come back as quickly as possible, because they knew that Jesus could heal Lazarus if he was only there. But Jesus, he didn't seem to be in any kind of hurry to get back. In fact, we stayed 2 more days in Perea before we started the journey back.
During those 2 days, we received word that Lazarus had died. But Jesus didn't seem to be alarmed over this news at all. He tried to explain to us that Lazarus was not really dead according to the way he looked at it. When we arrived, the sisters were distraught. Martha told Jesus her brother wouldn't have died if he had been there. Jesus tried to comfort Martha and asked her if she believed in him. Martha said she did. And she ran back to get Mary and the others who had come to mourn Lazarus' death. They all fell down at Jesus' feet, crying. Jesus was deeply moved by their grief and even wept himself.
Then they led Jesus to the tomb where Lazarus was buried. Jesus said, "Roll the stone away," and they did. And then the most amazing thing happened. Jesus, in a loud and commanding voice, said, "Lazarus, come forth."
And he did.
"Rise up, Lazarus, rise up from the dust. If in Jesus you believe, you shall be released. Go forth, John and Paul, spread the gospel to them all. Give them courage to believe, they shall be released."
Now Jesus went to Bethany in answer to an urgent plea.
2 sisters fell down at his feet. They began to cry and weep.
They led him to their brother's grave. Jesus knelt to God and prayed.
"Rise up, Lazarus, rise up from the dust. If in Jesus you believe, you shall be released. Go forth, John and Paul, spread the gospel to them all. Give them courage to believe, and they shall be released."
Now doubters who had not believed spread the word of what they had seen.
Then they began to congregate, 2 to 4, then 4 to 8.
God watched the faithful multiply, and as they echoed Jesus' cry,
"Rise up, Lazarus, rise up from the dust. If in Jesus you believe, you shall be released. Go forth, John and Paul, spread the gospel to them all. Give them courage to believe, and they shall be released."
Now all us children here on earth sometimes doubt our worldly words.
But if in Jesus you do trust, you will rise like Lazarus.
So if you're feeling down and out, just open up your heart and
shout. Rise up, Lazarus, rise up from the dust. If in Jesus you believe, you shall be released. Go forth, John and Paul, spread the gospel to them all. Give them courage to believe, and they shall be released. Give them courage to believe, and they shall be released.
The whole time that Jesus was with us, he knew what we couldn't know. Well, he knew so much that we couldn't know, but I'm speaking now about his impending death. He told us about it several times, and it always seemed to be a parable he was telling, or some distant, far-off distant thing that could never frighten or threaten us.
We were in Jerusalem for the festival of the unleavened bread, and Jesus sent John and me out to prepare the Passover meal. So we gathered together for the last time for our meal.
The Passover meal is filled with a lot of ritual, a lot of blessings. There are several things that you eat. There are several things that you drink and blessings that go along with it. Jesus served as our host that night. It was a wonderful meal. But after the meal was over, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to the Father. He broke the bread, and he gave it to us. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After that, he took the cup of blessing, again gave thanks to the Father. He said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We're going to receive Holy Communion now, just like we did on that night. There's going to be multiple stations. You're invited to come to the station nearest you. If you need gluten-free elements, we have gluten-free elements at the center station. As Eddie reminded us earlier, this is an open table. And what that means is that everybody is welcome at the table. All believers are welcome, regardless of age, regardless of denomination. Just as Jesus invited to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in union with Christ, with him, and with one another. Please come and receive.